from MLU headquarters in Philadelphia. This is Cleats and Cufflinks.
We're here for another Cleats and Cufflinks mini episode. Riley Minershag here with us. Thanks for coming out and joining us. Portland Stags, Rhino as well in the club series. Oh, no, we're right. We don't have any problem with that. We're not
I'm wearing a Calvin Ball shirt.
Yeah,
so
you're really
talking
Fool's
Fest.
Yeah. So thanks for coming out and joining us on the little podcast set here in our basement dwelling.
Yeah.
Your first time in the MLU office.
Yeah.
What were your impressions when you got here? Just curious.
There's a lot of cardboard.
Yeah.
No, there were a lot more people than I thought. We were talking about that. I was kind of expecting to walk in, you know, maybe 6-8 people. I guess I didn't realize how much work you guys don't do.
That's
then there were a bunch of people at lunch. More, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people at lunch most of the time. Yeah,
no.
That's
what we did. No, it was cool. You know, we walked in and I felt like we were annoying people, but everybody's, you know, pretty good humor.
Yeah,
seems like you guys have fun here.
People are waiting for you. We're excited to see some West Coasters coming in the office, you know.
Yeah. The good-natured portion of it is why I'm not in the office all of the time. I have to swoop in because I get irritated by everything all of the time.
Yeah, you've got that kind of face.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah.
I try. That's why I keep the beard on, so it's not quite as obvious.
Dust defines himself annoyed by happiness. It's a life problem.
So I need ear blockers. I got blinders on when I'm in.
The world needs people like you. In dark corners, not in my visual sphere.
Yeah, just small rooms, hidden away. Yeah, definitely.
That's what you have the stat guys for, too.
Yeah, same types. So you're out here to play Frisbee in the long run. Your game tomorrow against the Spinners. You know, what are your expectations for the game? What do you think is gonna go down?
What do I think is gonna go down? You know, I read your article.
Good heavens.
Yeah, I don't usually do that.
That's always a tough starter for conversations.
And it was kind of fun. It's getting a little psyched up. I've been watching a little bit of their games, just because I haven't watched a lot of the East Coast games, and I think it's going to be a battle. You know, it's going to be really fun. I think we both got really strong defensive lines, especially. I don't know, our O-line's a little sketchy, but I think it's going to be a great game, and I think that, you know, coming out here to play Boston earlier this season was a really great kind of like, right, okay, we're gonna have to really battle to play these guys for the championship, but we're probably gonna win.
All right,
I don't know. It's gonna be cool.
The confidence, though. That's good. You gotta have that going in. Do you think? What do you guys think? I mean, there's gonna be a bunch of people there, and this is for the first time that we've had a home, like a real, actually, kind of home team in the championship. Do you think that's gonna have a significant effect?
Oh yeah, that's not fair at all. You can move that thing up to West Coast at some point.
You'll just switch it up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's. I'm a little jealous. To be honest, of like the home team aspect, but I think it's going to be awesome. Honestly, like I'm glad it's happening because I think it's going to make it more fun. Whether or not that's to our benefit, probably not. But I think it's going to make the event more exciting for sure.
Yeah, I think the energy level will definitely be up. Not a question. I had a thing when I played, I never played Ultimate in front of anybody. But when I played soccer when I was younger, I liked the way crowds. And then the noise and the people yelling at me. That was always part of the fun I found in it.
Yeah, man, it's almost like putting on a pair of headphones or something where it like creates this sphere in which this is the whole universe. And you're just like doing this really cool thing. And you know it's really cool because there are all these people here that also think that it's really cool. And it sort of like creates this insular thing where you're just like, no, I'm really here now.
I like that way of thinking about it. Yeah, I would agree.
So to that end, one of the things that you deal with if you're dealing with sort of a not necessarily hostile crowd, so though we are in Philly, so could be totally hostile. I don't know
what's
going
to be like. Well,
as long as they're not batteries, it'll be a step up from what Philly's done in the past. Along those lines, one of the things that you do as you're sort of playing in an environment where the crowd tends to be for the other team is you're sort of trying to shut them down in a certain level. So you want to make that moment where they're like, oh, our team's getting beaten, and you play defense primarily. So is there anybody specifically that we should expect to see you trying to take out of the game in a legal sense for all of you who like to parse words, injure? Is there anything that you're looking for specifically to take away from the Spinners?
I mean, that aspect of taking away the momentum and the crowd and that feeling, I like to think about it as like we're taking away their candy. You know, like I love the idea of just like going in and stealing their candy.
Yeah,
and,
you're a defensive player.
For sure, yeah. And,
speaks to me.
You know, I like to, I think we've got a good mix of people on our D-line especially where we can really look to shut down matches. And then we've also got people on the field that are looking to like get their guy sidelined or something and then go bite in and help with a deep shot or something like that. And I think that just the way we're able to sort of shut down a matchup or two and then go take out low-hanging fruit when they're not expecting it is, you know, stealing candy. It's fun. I don't know, matchups in particular. I'm really excited to see Pete what's his name, the tall guy in the spinners.
Radams.
Yeah.
On the offensive side, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them battle it out a bit.
That's the one I've been waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah, because they both, you know, they both do cool things up high. So.
Frisbee's so different for tall people. I'm just one of the little guys. It's like a whole different game. When the disc is floating up there at like, you know, 11 and a half feet, starting to come down a little bit, I have no chance. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go play the tip now.
Yeah, you just gather around and collect scraps, yeah. You know?
We learned how to do that in volleyball, so when you go up for the spike, all the little guys have to like get around and wait to play for the tip off the block. You do the same thing in ultimate, at least little guys do. But as you say, it's kind of interesting watching those guys read the disc and try to make plays up early before anybody else has an opportunity to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with this disc, you know, it stays in the air a little bit longer and it creates those situations where it's like, oh, like we need some skyscrapers to go get that.
You guys definitely have them. You guys have people who can get up there and play in the air.
Yeah, somebody thought about that.
Yeah. Somebody's looking at that. Well, we're looking forward to seeing it tomorrow. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the crowd's going to be really in. It'll start to cool off by the time the game starts, hopefully.
What does that mean? Cool, like 85 and 98% humidity?
Probably a little warmer.
It is uniquely hot right now.
Have you guys been to the West Coast? Like, we have really nice summers.
It is pretty low in the summer. I keep having to go there in the early spring, though, and it's not working out as well for me. Yeah, last time I was out there, it rained for 5 days straight.
Cool, that's all it does. Don't come.
Fair.
All I have to say is weather is whatever.
Yeah.
Cold, hot, rainy, snowy. It doesn't.
It's gonna be beautiful.
I'm
it's gonna breathing, be beautiful.
So
though.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're looking forward to tomorrow. Good luck out there.
And, it's exciting. Yeah. I'm glad to be here. This is cool. It's an honor to be able to do this and be part of this. You know. So it's cool.
Yeah, we're psyched to have you guys out here. So awesome. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.